The Sea of Damnation by William Dyer. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. Romans 2:4-5. Oh, who will pity you who would not pity yourselves, when you are damned, when you are howling and roaring in hell? If the day of mercy leaves you graceless, the day of judgment will find you speechless. There is no standing before Christ, but by standing in Christ. Ungodly men fear no wrath, because they presently feel no wrath. Because their sin is now unpunished, they think there is no punishment for their sins. Because God continues to spare them, they go on to provoke him. Because he adds to their lives, they add to their lusts. Because he is very merciful, they will be very sinful. Because he is very good to them, they will be very bad to him. Because his justice now winks, men think he is blind. Because he does not reprove them for their sins, therefore they think he approves them in their sins. But justice will soon avenge the quarrel of abused mercy. O sinners, though the patience of God is lasting, it is not everlasting. If by the warnings of God you are not alarmed, you shall be consumed by his wrath. The longer God is in raising his omnipotent arm, the heavier will be the blow when it comes. The day that begins in mercy may end in judgment. God is silent for only so long, but know that God has vials of wrath filled with indignation for vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. If God's mercy does not draw you to repentance, God's judgments will drive you to destruction. The sea of damnation shall not be sweetened with one drop of compassion. How will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Hebrews 2:3. If you neglect the great salvation, you cannot escape the great damnation. O sinners, think of this, before the bottomless pit has shut its mouth upon you.